So all of those shows that that a million bands do, you know, where no one's there, and you're really not very good at all, and it gets really hard because you wonder if you're ever going to get really good. If you're ever going to learn anything about what's happening, you know. A lot of questions. And even when we made Shake Your Moneymaker, and we went out on the road for, well, what we thought was the road for real the first time, we used to, not often, but Rich drove the van most.
Sober guy.
Yeah, he was sober. Driving the van, and on occasions when Rich and I would be in the pilot and co-pilot seat, we would drive. And when we were kids, we used to we'd go to my grandmother's house and have like a Coca-Cola and like a Baby Ruth or something, candy bar or whatever. And I remember just when Rich and I would find ourselves there in the front seat driving, just we'd never have to communicate anything. At that point, we just felt these things, and that it's sort of a cliche at this point, but there really is something besides all the, you know, rhetoric, Kerouac, and all these people. There is really something about being traveling and watching the sunset and the sunrise, and just keep moving and having all of these things wash past you. That I think if you know, as the old song says, if you get the Roman fever, you're never going to settle down. You always want to roam around. And I think sometimes it working in like a traditional sort of setting of like the songs where we come from, you know, traditional American music, being Southern, and where we want to take that. You know, we've never really looked at that as something that, I don't think it's been explored enough, or at least that's the way we felt, to where it was never something that held us back. It was something more that just propelled us further. And with that in mind, sitting in the van, eating candy bars and drinking Coca-Colas with my brother, we figured out that somehow, somewhere within that, regardless of how tired or ugly or mean you could be to each other in that environment, you're always wiser for the time.